Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley will suspend her campaign for the White House today, according to sources familiar with the matter. Her campaign says she will give remarks later this morning in Charleston, South Carolina, where she's expected to withdraw. Haley won only one state in yesterday's Super Tuesday contests, and that was Vermont. NPR's Sarah McCammon has this look at Haley's campaign.
Nikki Haley hung on through multiple losses to Donald Trump, arguing most voters did not want a rematch between Trump or President Biden in November. She touted her experience as a former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador and highlighted her relative youth, calling for mental competency tests for politicians over 75. Heading into her home state's primary in late February, Haley pledged to continue fighting until the last person votes, but later said she meant until every South Carolinian had cast a ballot. Haley won a historic victory on March 3rd, becoming the first woman to win a Republican primary when she defeated Trump in the District of Columbia. But she ultimately failed to gain enough support to take on Trump nationwide. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
President Biden and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump dominated Super Tuesday voting, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports the presidential contests were just the main event.
Joe Biden and Donald Trump were the focus of Super Tuesday. Biden dominated the Democratic primaries. Trump easily won most of his, but he failed to achieve a clean sweep. Republican challenger Nikki Haley pulled out a win in Vermont. The party presidential contests weren't the only races voters decided. In California, Congressman Adam Schiff will face off against Republican Steve Garvey for the late Dianne Feinstein Senate seat. And primaries for all 52 of California's U.S. House seats were decided, with the resulting matchups in November helping to determine control of Congress. In fact, there were primaries around the country for 115 of the House's 438 seats. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Another key congressional race is in Alabama's newly redrawn 2nd District. There'll be runoff races between two Democrats and two Republicans to determine which candidates will meet in November's general election. NPR Stephen Fowler says that outcome could help determine which party controls the House of Representatives next year.
At the national level, this is a district that is likely to go for a Democrat in November. It's held by a Republican now, and so with a razor-thin U.S. House margin, every seat counts for determining who gets the majority. In Alabama, though, it's important because this district was created under a court order to be a second majority black or near majority black district. So Alabama voters in South Alabama, black Alabama voters, now have the opportunity to elect the candidate of their choice.
NPR's Stephen Fowler. This is NPR. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will testify before the House Financial Services Committee later today. Observers think the lawmakers will question Powell about the future direction of U.S. interest rates and whether the Federal Reserve will cut them. A Brazilian scientist turned singer-songwriter has won this year's Dance Your PhD contest. It's a competition where researchers are asked to explain their work through dance. Ari Daniel has more.
Wellington Minario Costa says his first-place finish, earned from his entry about kangaroo personalities, was like winning the Eurovision Song Contest. Costa's entry from his PhD at Australian National University opens with all kinds of dancers rocking out on an open landscape to illustrate that kangaroos have different personalities. Costa says the dance doubles as a celebration of his own identity as a queer immigrant and artist, one he's come to embrace during his time living abroad. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
People in Europe who go online this week will start getting new choices for their default browsers and their search engines. That's due to new European Union rules affecting several big tech companies. For example, European users will be able to download apps from outside Apple's own App Store. That is typically pre-installed on users' phones. Other affected big tech companies include Meta, Google, and TikTok. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.